If you present one day, you're going to meet someone that's been following you, hopefully, yeah. Right? And they might come up to say thank you, they might come up to say fuck you, doesn't matter. If you don't show up the exact same way, you're a fraud.
It's time to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, money, and energy building your brand alone on social media. Hi, I'm Sophia Spolino, the host of Social Equity, the podcast, here to help you build your own profitable personal brand, the social equity you can rely on to make the money that you deserve. Are you ready, Miss Future Millionaire? Let's get into it. Can you imagine building a seven-figure online coaching company with your wife as COO, helping the LGBTQ plus community overcome overwhelm, reducing anxiety, increase confidence through fitness? What a lesbian living the freaking dream. I know it's all I want, to build a multi six-figure to million-dollar to huge seven-figure business with my wifey one day. I cannot wait to talk with Jamie Filer, who is an advocate for her community, works alongside her wife, navigating business and personal relationships daily. We're about to get into it. If you are a queer woman who is an entrepreneur or an ally entrepreneur, you want to tune in. Social equity is ready. Can't wait. Hello, hello. Oh my goodness. All my favorite people. Hey, Jamie.
What's going on, Fab?
How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, every day recovering the lesbian way, but you know.
Such is life.
And you've been so, like, people need to know, like, how you show up on camera in your reels is how you show up so authentically in your DMs. Like, you're always checking on me. You're like, sis, are you good?
Hi. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know how it is. If you present one day, you're going to meet someone that's been following you, hopefully. Yeah. Right? And they might come up to say thank you. They might come up to say fuck you. Doesn't matter. If you don't show up the exact same way, you're a fraud.
And yes. That's the only,
right? That's it. That's how I see it. This is the same thing as me meeting you in real life. I would be the same anyway.
Exactly. I love it. I love when people in real life tell me, like, oh, I'm shocked, like, your skin looks the same or whatever, because most people, like, use filters or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'm the same, and, like, I'm bubbly just as like that. I am maybe a tad bit more shy, but yeah. Other than that, yeah, I love it. How do you navigate even – I know you have a wonderful wife now, but when people come up to you and they're like, oh, my gosh, it's Jamie Filer, like, is that something your wife's comfortable with? Because I know for me, I've had partners who, like, look at me and they're just like – again, like someone coming to say hi to you again and like making you feel kind of wonky about it.
So it's funny because at the beginning, and even to a certain extent now, people won't come up to me. I will get a message 37 seconds later saying, hey, I think I just saw you at the sourdough store in St. Pete. I'll be like, really? Because I was just buying sourdough like a normal human being, and you could have been like, hey, I follow you. Like, so cool to meet you in St. Pete. It used to be a little bit more difficult because what people would do is they would come up to me, give their phone to Katie and be like, do you mind taking a photo?
No.
You'd be like, yeah, no problem. But now, because she's so much more a part of my message and I'm so much more a part of hers, it's like, hey, the Filers, can I get a picture with you guys?
Yes. So
it's evolved, but I mean, you know, our community, they're shy. They're a little introverted. There's very, you know, one in every five, four people actually say, hey, are you Jamie?
Yes. Yes. Well, I love that Katie is such a big part of your business. How did you get started? Because now you have a seven-figure coaching business online. That is huge. That's what everyone who's listening to Social Equity is their dream to build. And a lot of women who listen are queer or their allies, but they're like, I want to build a dream business with my partner. That's what I want. How did you do this? Was it something you started before Katie? Did Katie come in later?
So the only job I've ever had, the only career I've ever had is being a coach in some form or another. So it started off with in-person training, and then slowly migrated to online, specifically when I got married, because I had to get a green card. I had to move from Toronto to Florida. Wow. I was unemployed for 9 months while I waited for that green card to come in. So we lived off Katie's student loans.
Oh my gosh.
And my savings. And she was a speech language pathologist in the hospital at a time. So making peanuts, because that's the healthcare industry. But in January of 2019, my green card came through. I hired a business mentor. And the first thing he said was niche down.
Yeah.
Right?
What were you doing before? What were you doing wrong? That was too big.
I was selling fat loss and muscle building to anyone who would listen.
And so when did you decide to niche down, and how long did it take for you to really call in that audience?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it took about a year, because I'd say the first 3 to 4 months, I didn't buy in. I said, but if I start filtering, won't I make less money? And he said, trust me. So we went from men and women losing fat and gaining muscle to just women.
Yeah.
And I made my first 10K. And then we went women and then fat loss only, and we got to 20K. Then we said queer women, and we were at 30K. And then queer women with anxiety, and I hired Katie. And that's when we got 40K and above, because I was now leveraging an assistant coach, and I was leveraging my message of integrating mental and physical health.
I love it. Okay, so really, it's deciding who you really feel called to help. It's doing exactly what you want to do, working with who you want to work with. And people think they have to do things they don't want to do to make a lot of money. And in reality, if you do exactly what you want to do with exactly your dream client, you do have to be a little, you have to cross that nervous moment of, I'm going to let it all go, I'm going to burn the ships to work with the people I want to work with and no one else.
Yeah, 100%. But I think that applies to anything in life.
Yes.
If you're doing anything in life you don't want to do, it's not going to go well for you. If you're not 100% all in on your relationship and you're compromising, it's not going to go well for you. If you're doing it in your career, it's not going to go. If you hate your fitness routine, you're not going to stick to it.
Wow. No, it makes total sense. And you work with people on mindset so much more than just fitness coaching.
And I will tell you why, because I think this is important for people looking to build their brand and in business and in life. I was losing so much of the LGBTQ community to anxiety.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to stick to their macros if they were undergoing a panic attack. They wouldn't be able to work out if they were experiencing a depressive episode. So they would start canceling their plans. They'd be like, Jamie, I have to put it on pause. Jamie, I gotta go, like, I don't have the bandwidth for this. And I was like, shit, I'm not going to be able to pay rent. So I'm always transparent about this. It did start out quite selfishly, because I'm like, I'm not going to have a business if anxiety keeps winning.
No, same for my clients too. Absolutely.
Right? So I said, maybe if I just found a way to integrate mental and physical health, or have a community as part of my coaching program so that they can discuss anxiety with each other and see that they're not alone, I'd be able to increase LTV. And now it is what it is, right? The inner outer strength system, it runs itself.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm curious, because I help people take an offer and see if that offer is going to be scalable, and then create other offers to make them have a real sustainable business, not like a castle in the sky, something real that's going to grow, right? Everyone's like, oh, I'm a coach. But like, in reality, you can only have the capacity for 5 clients a day unless you structure your business a certain way. What is the program you have now, and why is it so scalable to multi 7 figures?
Okay. So we used to have a low ticket, a core offer, and a high ticket.
Okay.
But what I realized, Sophia, is that I was doing my clients a disservice with the low ticket.
Yeah.
Because with something as personal and as vulnerable as your mental and physical health, you cannot low ticket that.
Makes sense.
So instead, the scalable part was bringing on qualified coaches and leveraging a team so that everyone everywhere was getting the exact same experience with the inner outer strength system. Coaches would only take on the number of people that they could still text every day and remember how many children that client has.
Oh, that's good.
And that's how we do it.
That's so, yeah. Oh, good. Okay, so you have assistant coaches.
I'm a coach, but I'm trying not to take on too many. Katie is the head coach, and then there are three coaches essentially under Katie.
I love it. Wow.
Yeah.
And what is, you don't have to discuss because I understand that's part of your model, okay. But do you share the prices for these offers or you wait till you get on a sales call?
Yeah. Always on a sales call because you know how it is. I can give you a price, but unless I give you the value behind it,
100%.
You're gonna say, why don't I just find someone on YouTube that can run through workouts with me?
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, 100%. And you will get nowhere and you will go in circles because you don't have a real coach that keeps you in line.
Again, I know. Right. It's the accountability piece. Like that's why we have humans, right? That's why we have coaching calls and community calls and WhatsApp group chats and a Facebook community, like levels on levels of accountability, bringing that human component to our coaching.
What about AI? Is it something that you're concerned about with your business?
No, because, and I will tell you why. Let's say, for example, you give someone AI gives someone a program. The macros, proteins, carbs, and fats are absolutely perfect. It is literally the magic pill that the algorithm has created. Even if we go so far as to using blood work in order to create the perfect diet. But this lesbian and her girlfriend get in a fight and all macros go out the window. So what happens?
All out the window.
All out the window. Her weight increases from check-in to check-in. What's the algorithm gonna do? Probably decrease her macros, lower her food, increase her steps, increase her cardio. It's not gonna say, you had a bad day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. What does support look like? I'm not gonna change your macros because I understand you had a rough day of emotional eating. Let's just do the same thing and try to execute this week, right?
Like, yeah.
And AI isn't quite there yet. It understands maybe binary, right? Zeros and ones. Weight went up, decreased food. Weight goes down, stay where you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. For me and what I do and what I know is true for women going forward who are building any sort of coaching business is people are paying for that connection to you.
Yeah.
And that's why building a personal brand is paramount. Otherwise, well, one, they can go to any competitor on price, unless you have a personal brand, unless they're like, I want to work with the Jamie Filer. I want to work with the Sophia Spolino, right? So that's one. But two, the algorithm eventually, like you said, is going to be so good. It gets it down to blood work. They need to know that we're leveraging AI. We're not afraid of technology to make sure what we're sharing is accurate as fudge. And we know our shit because we're on it. We're on the leading edge of the industry. But we're also a human and a human that they want to pay to interact with.
Yeah. And I think the more that AI becomes popularized, we will become a commodity.
Yes. Right?
Like people will want to pay more. Oh, I get to work with one of your robots. How much would it be to work with one of your coaches?
Yeah.
And then maybe even like the human is the upsell.
Yes.
In 2025, 2030, you know?
It's so crazy that we have to think that way. It's so insane. But like you were saying, you're there for mindset. So when one of your co-coaches is helping or it's you, what is the most important thing that you know you have to change right away when you get with a client when it comes to mindset in order to see any results? What's the first thing?
I think this ties in perfectly, honestly, to what the theme of our conversation is today. And it's open, honest, and transparent communication.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Katie and I have been together for 7 years. My business is seven figures. It's because we communicate nonstop.
So
I have shown her there is nothing she can't say to me that would upset me enough, right? God, well, cheating, but like, we're not there. It's not an option.
Believe me, cheating is very painful.
It is, but she could come to me with that, Sophia. That's what I'm saying. Like, if she wanted to drain my bank account, she'd be transparent about it. Our clients have to know the one thing that makes this a successful relationship, client to coach, is that if they overeat, if they undereat, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, if they miss a check-in, they are transparent about why.
That's so good. Because it, without you knowing why, you really don't know how to navigate to help them get back on track or motivate them.
We, without knowing why, we're in the dark about literally everything. Again, if we just tracked macros and AI literally just had you put in your MyFitnessPal data every single day and it saw a wild influx, it wouldn't have said why. It doesn't ask how you slept yesterday.
Yeah.
So, it's one of the core values of Filer Fitness. So between my coaches and myself, between the coaches and the client, is transparent communication.
I love that. Now, I just want to like shift into a relationship because it sounds like you guys have something super special. Have you ever gone through rough times in your relationship? Because I know all the lesbians listening, we want to know.
Okay, so... yeah, and I would say it's all relative to the milestones, obviously, right? Because big transitions bring big bumps or big waves. So when I originally moved from Toronto to Florida and Katie wasn't 100% confident with what it was that I was doing online, she was that person who would look over my shoulder to see who I was texting. In my DMs, right? Hey, who are you? Like at any given point, I had to be ready to show her my phone.
Right.
Who are you texting? What's happening?
Shouldn't be any reason not to show
ever,
your person.
Ever. But it's also, what's your mindset going into this?
Yeah.
Is it that you don't trust me? Is it that you don't trust yourself? Is it that I'm not giving you the attention you'd like, so you want to know who's more important?
Oh, that's right? So good. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was our first pump. Her realizing that I'm not going anywhere and that no one gets more attention than she does because she's it for me. The next one was the money thing. When we were living off her student loans and my savings because I was unemployed and she was in grad school, what do you fight about money, right? Nonstop.
Yeah.
It's like the number one fight that all clients have or all couples have.
Yeah.
And it's because it's so important. Like it makes the world go round. So how I was spending mine in Toronto, again, remember, two worlds coming together. How I was spending my money in Toronto and how I was budgeting my money was so different than what she was spending her money on prior to us meeting and what she was saving. We don't really have student loans in Canada because college is relatively affordable.
Yeah.
So I had like a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How long did you guys wait to live together? Like, did y'all have long distance or was it just like long distance without seeing each other? What was that?
You should make a TikTok about this. 10 days. It was
Wait,
10 days.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like,
so I'll tell you why.
And like, you like the way she smelled. Cause for me, that is a thing, man.
I still like the way he smells.
Oh, I love it.
So it's different when you're going. So first of all, international flights, people, expensive. Again, very expensive. So we had a fling, and then I went back to Toronto, and then 10 days later, I came back with a suitcase and a one-way ticket, and I said, listen, I understand this seems unreasonable. Hear me out. If I don't move in with you now, things will only ever be amazing for 3 days at a time.
Yeah.
And then we're probably going to fight for four, and then we'll come back together, have magic sex, be really good for 3 days, and then I'll go back, and then, and right, and so on and so forth. Or I move in with you, you either love me or you hate me, but either way you find out right away, and then you either send me back to Canada or we get married. Like, that's it.
That masculine structure is so sexy to me. Like, this is how it's gonna be. We're gonna figure it out right now. And you don't have to like it. We can decide we don't like it, but we're gonna figure it out. But this is my thing. As long as the spark is there, you can do that.
Yeah.
So,
100%. And as long as one of them is the logical kind of more masculine and the others in her feminine receiving, it also works. But if both are just complete lust, la la land, it's not going to go well for you.
No, I'm loving it. So anyone listening to this, if you have Jamie Filer's energy, that's what I'm looking for. That's it. Like, send me one, please.
There you go.
Okay, no, this is amazing. So now, when was the first big, like, I don't know if we're going to make this. We're working together. This is hard. It's hard to have a relationship and build a multi-seven-figure business together.
It happened, oh gosh. I would say about 2 years, last year in March is when, okay, so for Valentine's Day, and this isn't the sexiest thing in the world, don't recommend it. For Valentine's Day, I presented Katie with an offer letter to work for Filer Fitness full-time and quit her job.
It's not sexy, but I mean, it's cool.
It's cool, right? So I gave it to her on Valentine's Day. She put in her 2 weeks notice. As of March 1st, she left stability. She left security. She left benefits and a pension for working in the hospital.
Wow.
Because she loved coaching more than anything. She believed in what we were building together, and she had faith that I would never let us fall.
Wow.
But that doesn't mean that I wasn't like shaking in my boots. Oh my God, what have I done? I've also left security and stability, and right? So it was nerve-wracking, but we got through it. And then subsequently, over the next 6 months, I mean, and the truth is, I do have masculine energy, but Katie wears the pants.
Oh yeah, and the pants always wears the pants, don't you know?
And it's so hard for me to tell her what I needed as a business owner and as a CEO, and then have her come back to me, right? Because then I think I'm the big deal and I'm wearing the pants, but then she comes back and like tells me to put on my wife hat. And I was like, I'm switching. I don't know what I'm wearing. Like, at any given time, am I the boss? Am I the wife? And it's not easy. It's not easy to constantly go back and forth. But again, we made it through. I'm going to credit some self-development. I'm going to credit plant medicine. And as always, open and honest communication that we made it through that period as well.
Wow. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. And then do y'all exist with work-life balance? Because for me, as a single lesbian building, and I have built multi-six figures so fast, I won't lie, I did not do very well with that. And I'm making some changes right now to just turn things off at a certain time. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm passionate about it or lit up about it. I need balance, or I end up actually like having like this one day a month or 2 days a month where I just want to shut all the blinds and go dark.
Yeah.
Like, I just have nothing to give because I've given every day. So what I've learned is I need to create content when I feel inspired, have it banked, and then give myself space where like I literally turn my phone off, or I only post things that are drafted.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. Yes, 100%. Micro breaks and macro breaks are a necessary part of everyone's life, in a relationship or not. Yeah, for work-life balance. But Katie and I do a really good job of taking both micro breaks and macro breaks. So for micro breaks, if I've been sitting in front of the computer for like 5-6 hours in a row, she will literally take my hand, pull me out of the chair, and we'll go on a walk together without our phones.
Nice.
10 to 15 minutes, getting some vitamin D, getting some serotonin outside. We also have work-life boundaries. So laptops are shut by 7 p.m. at the latest. We are not answering messages from our CRM. We are not doing anything but being together.
I love
and then
that.
Macro breaks. Typically, we don't work on weekends. We might spend an hour or two answering check-ins, but that's it after the morning.
Yeah.
And then we try to get out of St. Pete and like go on vacation once every 1 or 2 months, where again, we do 1 hour of work and that's it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. As someone who runs a business, do you find it's like hard to take a full week off? Because I'm about to go to Europe and I'm like, if I stay for longer than a week, I'll need to do like a couple days of work, then a couple days of play, couple days of work, couple days of play. Is that something you're finding, or do you take a full week at a time?
No. And I think Katie would kill me if I took a full week off, only because she'd know that I'd be thinking about it.
Right. Like, it would make it more challenging when you come back, I think.
Yeah. So we instituted this. There's a couple that we absolutely adore. They've been married just as long as we have. They've been together for, I think it's 8 years, married for six. We travel with them once a year. I meet for coffee with one of them every Wednesday, like just our favorite couple.
Yeah.
So one of them runs a real estate flipping business.
Love.
So, right? And so she's also always on because entrepreneur mindset. So we have decided that every time we go on vacation, we have what we call a laptappy hour. So instead of happy hour, you have laptappy hour. You get your laptop for 60 to 90 minutes. You only have that amount of time to do deep work. If it's one sales call, if it's making content, if it's answering check-ins, you get what you get. Laptop closes, you go enjoy vacation. It doesn't disrupt anybody because our wives take a siesta or they go for a walk or they do whatever. So that's now how Katie and I operate on vacation.
I freaking love it. Laptappy hour. Everybody take note. This is great. This is so great. Oh my goodness. Okay, so mental health is so important. I know that as an entrepreneur, it's about breaks. It's about taking time for you. Is there something else that you do for anxiety, for yourself, to help you get to the next level in your business? Because you've grown fast. How do you do it? And how do you keep your thoughts positive to get to that next level?
I think there are so many different things. So I, again, like we spoke about, I am lucky that I have such a feminine presence in my life to remind me that I can be successful by receiving and not just going out and doing. A lot of what has come to me when I slow down and think about it has come during periods of rest rather than grind.
Yes.
Right? So thankfully, again, we joke, right? Like we call it, you know, a femme and a mask, but there's something to be said for having a yin and a yang and being married to the opposite. So Katie is huge for reducing my anxiety because she slows me down by being in her feminine all the time. Morning routines, those have 100% helped me because that is often the only time that is mine. So if I set myself up from 6:45 to 8 a.m. in the morning, only doing that which I want to do, there's nothing I can't handle for the rest of the day.
Ooh, that's so good.
It's like putting on your coat of armor. And then also at the end of the day, Katie and I have an evening routine. All electronics go off at 8:45. We walk the dogs about 9, we come home at 9:20. Hygiene, we read at 9:30, we go to bed at the exact same time.
Oh, that's so beautiful, going to bed at the exact same time.
It's easier. And then another thing we do, again, specifically for anxiety, is we bookend our days with questions. The first question as we're walking the dogs in the morning is, what are you looking forward to today? Mm. And because of that question, you cannot wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
No.
Because it pulls you out of whatever funk you may have woken up in, and you have to have a light at the end of the tunnel. Even if it's like, right? One thing you're looking forward to today. And then at the end of the day, when we're walking the dogs again, we say, what was the best part of your day? And even if you think the day was just complete shit or a loss, or you made 0 for 8 sales calls, you better pick, maybe you worked out. Maybe we had a cancellation, and as a result, we got to have lunch together, right?
Yeah. I mean,
pick one win and you had a great day.
I love that. What about going to bed? Or do you guys have a rule about never going to bed, like in a disagreement? What does that look like? Because growing up, I was always taught that.
Yeah.
And then I got in a really icky relationship where that was not an option.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I want to go into my next relationship and even in business with myself, how I choose to resolve things before I go to bed, what I choose to focus on, I think is so important because it's setting ourselves up for the next day, resetting the vibration.
Yeah.
What does that look like? Because for me, it's always forgiving myself and checking in. Do I need to forgive anyone else? And then how can I show that I care about my clients better, even more the next day? What is it for you?
I mean, if you think about it, and I know this could be a little bit morbid, but like, God forbid, what if there was no tomorrow morning?
Right.
That's the energy you want to end your day with? Really? If you didn't get another day, you wouldn't kiss your partner on the lips and tell them you love them because what? You didn't empty the dishwasher? You said something that may have been offensive? Like, I don't see any reason why any couple needs to go to bed angry. Also, can you imagine, physiologically speaking, right? The coach part comes out of me. That cortisol dump, that adrenaline that's coursing through your body last thing at night is not what you need for your mental or physical health.
No.
So Katie and I would sooner stay up till 12:30 or 1 in the morning hashing through whatever it is we're feeling, crying, tears, snot, whatever, than go to bed angry.
Amen. I 100% believe in that. And I think it's like, I think you have to have someone who's committed to that. And like, that's a core value for them as well.
Yeah.
In order for it to even work. Otherwise, no one's going to agree to it, right?
But now, that being said, typically, right, there's always that one partner that wants to talk about it right away. And then the other partner that's like, I just need a minute.
Yeah.
It's taken us 6 years to find that happy medium. Right? Katie is not allowed to walk away for more than an hour, but I am also not allowed to broach the subject within 5 minutes of us getting angry with each other.
So, okay.
I'll go for a walk for 15, right? Just enough to give her a bit of space to reflect. And then ideally after 15 minutes, that will have given her, that's like our little compromise. But she also can't not address it ever, because inevitably it's going to come up again. One of us is going to go to bed crying. It's just, it's not a good scene. So figure out what your balance is of when can we talk about this thing, because it's really important.
I love it. I love it. Okay. One more question. What is the number one thing that you can say, okay, that's why I grew so fast. That's why I made it to 7 figures.
I would say it was the, it's like a part A and B. Number one is niching down.
Yeah.
So again, choosing a community that needed the mental and the physical side of coaching. So I was like an all-in-one. Like if you think of like a chiropractor, right? They're essentially allowed to manipulate spines, but they're also allowed to fix an open wound. Like I didn't realize they had a scope of practice. They're allowed to prescribe nutrition advice to people.
I lost your volume. Can y'all hear Jamie? I think we lost you. We lost your audio. Can you guys hear us? Whoops. Wait, there we go. Audio's back. I missed everything that you said. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, that's okay.
Go back to the chiropractor. It was weird. Okay. I don't know what happened, but we lost. Back. You said chiropractors can't prescribe at all. And then,
The scope of practice of a chiropractor is so extensive. And I literally just learned this. They can obviously adjust spine. Well, they can adjust all joints. They can also prescribe nutrition advice. They can also do first aid on someone.
Wow.
Like there's almost literally nothing a chiropractor can't do. So I created a coaching company that can not just take care of the training and the nutrition and the accountability, but also again, like we can help with your mental health. We can talk about lifestyle changes, not just food and exercise. But then the second part of that that helped me scale is not just myself, but creating a team where compassion and caring is our number one trait. Like we almost don't care if you're compliant. We care that you communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's made the difference.
Okay, so what I'm hearing and what I think is needs to translate to everyone is creating a business where your niche is small. Your ideal client is very specific, but your scope is wide. Like there's no height or depth you're not willing to go to meet, make sure they're able to succeed, even if you have to go beyond what your original scope that you thought you were coming into your industry was for.
Oh yeah, it's never the first thing, right? It's never the first iteration that's gonna hit it big. It's 3 years and 7 tries later that you hit it.
Amen. So for anyone listening who's like, I need something to break. I need to go deeper. I need to go bigger. I need my bank account. I need to turn around. I want you to consider niching down and consider how much more can you help your clients that you already have?
Yeah.
How much deeper can you go? Because one thing I've learned, Jamie, so far is when I have happy clients, they really talk about it. They talk about it. Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
Have you started an affiliate program for your business?
I've thought about it, and having like our little ambassadors, perhaps we could discuss offline, but yes, we have absolutely thought about it. We have a referral program whereby we give people money refer people, but I've not actually created an affiliate program.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've been talking to my bookkeeper about it, and like there's so many like pros and cons to like giving people money versus like giving a gift or like giving a credit. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is a little overwhelming. So I would love to talk to you about it for sure.
Totally.
Yeah, affiliates are the way to go, word of mouth, and getting those client testimonials. For anyone listening who needs help getting client testimonials, if you DM me the word testimonial, I'll be happy to send you a plug and make money template. If you're listening on Jamie's live replay, DM me testimonial, I'll be happy to send you a template so you can learn how to grow your business using word of mouth and get clients to actually make videos for you. I know as coaches, we're teaching them very vulnerable ways to improve their lives from places that don't feel comfortable necessarily to talk about.
Yeah.
And so disarming, asking for a testimonial in a very disarming way and a very empathetic way is key. And I've got a template that works really well to get people talking and sharing in their exact hero's journey order that essentially sets you up for a viral client testimonial rather than just getting any old video back from them. So DM me testimonial if you're a coach or service provider who needs that.
Done.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay, so for my audience who's listening, if they've got anxiety, they're queer, what would be their first step to work with you, Jamie?
Shoot me a message on Instagram. I respond to all of my messages. Nothing is left unread. I am never too busy to help. It makes me happy. But shoot me a message. I mean, I'm not going to pull you into a call. Let's try to figure out what the issue is. And then just go from there. Because really, my team and I just want to help. That's why we do this.
I love it. Well, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your journey. And if anyone's listening from Jamie's audience who wants to build their own brand, much like we have as service providers, as coaches, please do not hesitate to reach out. I have a free training that I would love to send to you, the 5 keys to building your own profitable personal brand so that you aren't replaced by AI and so you can become the icon in your industry.
Amazing. Yeah. You're so great. You're the same in real life as you are on DM. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I can't wait to meet you in real life. Like, I know it's going to happen one day very soon. I hear St. Pete is like lesbian land.
Uh-huh.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, so. I
would recommend. Yes.
Okay. I might have to come visit.
100%. You've got a place to stay. We got the cutest dogs. Would love to host you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I will definitely consider doing that this summer. I know, like, actually, and this sounds crazy, but my ex-boyfriend, who was like the last relationship I was in before women, he lives there and is so kind, like, you know, so chill. We're still so chill with each other. So I know St. Pete's like an amazing place. He seems to enjoy
it. Well, also make sure to line up speed dating for you with our good friends.
That would be everything. Like,
I got you. I got you.
Coffee date, a matcha date, a lunch date, a smoothie. Like, let's just line them up.
Yeah,
I haven't got time for this. I'm looking for a wife, Jamie.
We'll figure it out. We got this.
Thank you. Have an amazing day. And everyone who's listening, go out there and go get what you want. Bye.
Bye.
Congratulations for listening to another episode of the Social Equity Podcast. Every moment you invest in building your brand is contributing to your social equity. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, or you're just getting started building your brand from scratch, I can't wait to give you the first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 9 years in the industry, amassing over 350,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purposeful, profitable personal brands. So yeah, you should lean in and listen to the social media secrets, sales tips, marketing strategies, and mindset hacks I share. I want to help you build your dream business that makes real money, leveraging the power of a personal brand on social media. Because you're ready to quit wasting time on content that isn't working and start bringing in the money you deserve as a purpose-led coach or service provider, sharing your gifts with the world. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10K to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, the proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. To ask me questions in real time, join me on Instagram Live for the live podcast show. The schedule is always posted on my profile. My handle is at Sophia Spolino. And if you're tired of posting without a reliable strategy and posting without maximal profit, just like many of my clients were before, then you want to join the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Many of you asked how you can get me to coach you on building a profitable personal brand like the one I have. That's why I designed this coaching program, so you could have me coach you, guide you, and mentor you. This is for female coaches, service providers, and entrepreneurs who want to be known for purposeful work and build an extremely profitable personal brand on social media without wasting time. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck hitting a plateau in business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am very selective and this coaching program is not for everyone because I'm only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed soul sisters inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call now. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and get excited to take radical responsibility for building your social equity, your personal brand that no one can take from you, leave a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, with a positive mindset and a profitable personal brand, all things are possible. So go get up and go get what you want.